you two enjoy your tour of the tombs?
Shut up.
But I... Ugh. Oh, my. Oh, what an interesting smell you discovered.
I said, shut up!
Thanks for calling last night. I was getting worried about the two of you.
I had hoped you would.
How did things go?
As expected, the government had the catacomb secured. When she made her attempt to sneak through, I assisted as best I could.
Obviously, you didn't provide a physical distraction.
Profiling would have put Ambalajit in prison.
Exactly.
Once inside, she insisted we search all the tunnels.
Which explains why it took all night.
How did your search go last night?
I stumbled across a few leads. I think the bellhop here is involved, but after I got back last night from the ambush she arranged for me, he was gone. I spent the rest of the evening trying to track him down. The home address he gave the hotel turned up nothing.
Ambush? Were you in danger?
Nothing I couldn't handle.
The difference between what can and cannot be handled is a life's breadth apart. And what is the point of having me here to assist you, if you do not allow me to assist?
You helped plenty last night.
I am not debating that point. You are a great man, skilled beyond a station of breeding, but you cannot do it all. Even you will need help from time to time. Remember that, and the fact that we, Lindsay and myself, are here to provide that service.
I know you are.
Not just I. Whether you wish to believe it or not, Mrs. Caparelli's joining us was not by accident. I believe that the fates have much in store for that woman, and they intend for the two of you to encounter them together.
Us? Together? I don't think so.
I refer to companionship, not romanticism.
Oh.
What are you two talking about?
Nothing.
No, I would not rule that out.
That was quick.
Comes with the business. Sometimes you need to get cleaned up in a hurry in order to get the next story.
If you say so.
So where do we go from here?
I have a suspect and a lead, albeit a weak one. I was planning on going down to the subway hub, as was Michelle's last known location. I'm not sure if there's anything to find, but it's better than nothing.
It can't be any worse than last night. Give me a chance to finish drying my hair and get a new pair of boots on, and we'll go.
So glad we received your permission.
Methinks thou dost protest too much.
What are we looking for?
I'm not sure. I'm working more off a hunch at the moment than anything substantial.
When I did that, I believe you called it a wild goose chase.
No, you made an assumption. There is a difference.
If you say so.
Najee, do you see anything suspicious?
Not yet, sir.
Why are we down here again?
Concierge said Boucher had asked for directions to the underground, which means that this is now her last known location.
This is the same concierge that lied to the police?
Yes.
Wild goose... Wait a second. Isn't that the bellhop from the hotel?
We should follow him. His presence is too much of a coincidence.
He's moving toward the train. If we want to tail him, we'd better hurry.
Let's go.
Are you sure it was this floor?
It was hard to tell, with there only being stairs, but it looked like it was this one.
It was this floor.
All these rooms, and we don't know which one is his.
The place is, for the most part, abandoned. Chances are it's a room that has people in it.
The bed. How should we handle this?
I was thinking about something like this.
Les 18 mois, Denis,
Nicolas.
That's for setting me up.
Pierre!
Oh! And that's for kidnapping.
Monsieur, I was not kidnapped. Please stop. Oh!
Is your first reaction to everything a punch, kick, or bullet?
It's called a quick resolution.
Sometimes quick isn't always best.
I believe there is more going on here than we have been led to believe.
Please, monsieur, let me explain.
Oh, Pierre, are you hurt?
I think the blood on the side of his face would make that a yes.
Talk fast and make it good.
It is my entire fault. Pierre told me that this would not work, but I insisted that we had to be together now before it was too late.
We met last year, when Michelle and her family visited the hotel for the summer. We fell in love, but her family, they would not have it. That is why she is engaged now.
I do not love him. I love Pierre.
So what were you going to do? Live in this hovel together until the cops finally tracked you down? You know, being on the run doesn't help your case any.
Pierre, he was kicked out of his apartment. I think my parents made it happen. He's been living here ever since, trying to get up enough money for us to live together.
Where were you going to go?
I have friends who live in Nice, working at the Riviera Hotels. They said that if we could get there, they could offer me a job.
And what about you? I don't think they have very many openings along the French Riviera for a debutante. Not exactly a short supply there.
I'll find work there somewhere. I don't need money as long as I have Pierre.
You're right.
The teenager does not know any better.
We are not teenagers. We are both 20 and in love.
I should punch you again just for being so naive.
Again with the hitting. Listen, the two of you can't possibly think that this is actually going to work. The Bouchers are having the city searched, and it was only a matter of time before someone found you. You're probably lucky it was us.
You call this lucky?
We're actually willing to listen, rather than just hauling you off in handcuffs.
Tell that to Monsieur Cowboy Punchy Punchy Ear.
You two need to go back, talk to your parents, and explain to them what's going on. They may not be happy, but at least they'll know the truth.
They will not understand. They will forbid it.
They deserve to know that you're safe and that you've made a decision about your own life. If they can't respect that, then the two of you can leave with a clear conscience, and there won't be police looking for a missing person. Or they may surprise you. Either way, you're an adult willing to make adult decisions.
That could be debated.
You know, it's not exactly fair to assume that they're a certain way just because they're rich or poor.
Get your things together. We'll take you home.
Mr. Derek, what is the matter?
Couldn't dig up enough info from the case on your parents?
No, there was plenty of information. I spent the past 4 days going over everything. Studying their notes, re-examining evidence, re-questioning people who had interacted with them. They did a very thorough job. I don't think I could have done better myself.
So what's the problem?
There weren't any loopholes. I was hoping that they had missed something. Something I could have followed up on.
I am sorry, sir.
I'm still not sure why you were expecting anything different. After all, you threw money hand over fist for the best. You should have expected them
if
to
If they
be-
didn't make any mistakes, then that means that they really are gone. How are things with Michelle and Pierre?
The parents aren't happy, but considering the alternative of losing their daughter, they're coping with the situation. Those two are going to have a tough time of it no matter what. Michelle's mom acts as though Pierre is just after the family money.
That's probably because he is.
How can you say that?
Years of experience building up a wall of distrust. You get burned multiple times, you tend to get a bit wary about love at first sight.
That's a bit sad, and a bit stereotyping. You really should work on that. What you got there?
Oh, this. It's one of the local rags.
Oh, cool. It's nice to see some real... What's this?
I thought you might find that interesting.
It's a picture of us. What's it doing on the front page? It's in French. What's it say?
Roughly translated, the headline reads, American playboy takes companion to the Ritz.
Actually, Ajit is being nice. Specifically, it says, American playboy takes consort to Ritz love nest.
But there's... it's... that's not right!
Since when do tabloids need to worry about what's right?
You know, sir, you probably shouldn't be taking so much joy from this.
How dare they!
Whoa! Go easy on the furniture. Some of the stuff is irreplaceable.
But they don't have the right. Where's my right to...
privacy? Are you starting to get the idea now?
But if anyone back home sees this...
not if. When. The pictures have already been sold in America.
I'll be ruined.
Sorry, Lindsay. I did call Walter when I found the paper, but he said the Inquirer had already scooped the photographs up. They were bragging to him that they were going to run them in their next issue.
Let me guess. They weren't going to use as nice of a term as consort.
Probably not.
I don't know what...
they were going to run them, till Walter threatened them with a lawsuit. They still have the photos and will probably run them eventually, but they can't run the same type of story they were planning.
You mean...
your reputation is safe, for the moment, in America. Obviously, Paris has run the story, and apparently one of the English tabloids got a hold of it and ran it before anything could be done.
I'll take it. How can I...
it's okay. Just keep this in mind for future reference.
Oh, please. There's a big difference between someone who's in the public limelight and a private citizen.
Don't you get it? Everyone has a right to be a private citizen.
There's a difference between private citizen and privacy.
In case it hadn't dawned on you yet, you're not a private citizen anymore. Not since you got put on this Ajit, what are you doing? You don't need to clean up the broken table right now.
I'm not cleaning, sir. I'm studying.
Studying what? I don't see anything.
Lindsay, do you have a UV lens for your camera?
A night scope? Sure. Why?
Would you get it, please?
Okay.
What is it?
There is something written, drawn, on the bottom of this table.
One of these days, you're going to need to explain to me how you're always able to see the things that aren't there and hide the things that are.
Many humble apologies from your faithful manservant.
Don't do that. I still don't see anything.
It is drawn in. Well, let us call it invisible ink. A rare invisible ink.
I didn't think there was such a thing.
There isn't usually in this plane of existence. Your father, however, always kept a vial with him in case of emergency.
And you think he used it?
Here.
Thank you. Let's find out.
Well?
Have a look for yourself.
What is it?
It's a hieroglyph of some sort.
Sanskrit, to be specific.
Sanskrit written in your dad's special ink? I think that would fall under the category of an undiscovered clue.
What does it say?
Wrath on men.
You have been listening to The Adventures of Derek Geist, Episode 2, Rapproche Nous. Starring, in order of appearance, April Sadowski as Lindsay Caparelli, Doug Zeitlin as Ajit Singh, and Ryan Gilbert as Derek Geist. This presentation also featured Zach DeWitz as Maurice Foiret, Pete Knotted as Guy the Bellhop, Eric Riva as Pierre the Carhop, Joan Halloran as Geraldine the Concierge, Cinnamon Lee as Jean the Security Guard, Justin Bills as Anzo, and Louise Francis as Michel Boucher. Derek Geist is a production and property of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2009. Rapproche Nous was written and mixed by Jim Caswell and edited by Andrea Bruner. Music was composed and produced by Jason Fetter. Voici le Clay was performed by Gerard Lennerman. This has been a Twerps online presentation.